Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, it's Jake from the MMA Podcast. Thank you so much for coming on the show to chat for a minute with Patrick and I. We really appreciate you spending some time with us.
No problem.
Definitely. Yeah, you know, we've had a bunch of guests on in the past. Chris Lieben, Uncle Creepy, Eddie Wineland, Ryan Jimmo just recently. But I think this is the first time we've had a reigning champion on the show. Kind of curious with Bellator. I was wondering, do you get a new championship belt for each defense? Oh, he just dropped off.
You've reached Ben Askren's phone. Send me a text if you can, otherwise.
Hey, sorry about that.
Hey, yeah, no problem. Skype always gets a little funky. But I was asking, with the UFC, each title defense, the champion gets a new belt. So, you know, guys like Anderson Silva have literally 11 belts. With Bellator, is it the same sort of system, or are you literally defending one belt?
Yep, that is not the case with Bellator. I have one belt, had the same belt since I won it. They haven't started giving out new ones yet.
That's awesome. Yeah, curious, where do you keep your title belt, and do you have any stories of anyone almost, you know, breaking it, damaging it, losing it maybe?
Not really. It's in my closet right now, and it stays there for the most part. I'll bring it out every once in a while if I'm going to do a appearance with some kids or something. They always get pumped up and want to try it on and that kind of thing.
Before we talk about your current state in MMA, we always like to hear about how people got involved with the sport. Kind of talk us through your original, you know, when you first got into wrestling, all of that, and what really made you want to make the move over from wrestling to mixed martial arts.
Yeah, I think I've got a really common story. It's nothing very unique. I wrestled my whole life, obviously, and I just saw a lot of my friends were doing it, and they were becoming very successful, and always thought it looked like fun. And so after the Olympics in 2008, I said, hey, let's give it a shot, and that's what I did.
Yeah, you with us, Patrick, or... Damn, I have no idea. Yep. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, Bob. Definitely sorry about that. The Skype is terrible. But Ben, I wanted to ask, you've been with Bellator for 8 of your 11 pro fights. Tell us a little bit about how you got with Bellator MMA.
Yeah, Bellator, they were just one of the first people to call me. Obviously, like you said, I only had 3 fights before I signed with Bellator, so I wasn't really getting rung up by a bunch of major promotions or anything. They called, they put their offer on the table, it sounded good to me, and there I went. So, yeah, you know, I was fighting a major promotion in just my 4th fight in my MMA career. Kind of had to get up and get going really fast and had some good competition, but I was able to learn and pick up the pace, and, I'm still learning, still getting better.
Definitely, definitely. Now, and as Bellator MMA is continuing to blow up, do you feel like your loyalty to that promotion has paid off now that they're, you know, stepping up and they've been getting some good numbers on Spike so far?
Definitely. Bellator has continued to grow for a long time now. When I started, as I was telling someone, I was in the Chicago theater, and I think there's probably 200 people there or something. That was Bellator. I think it was Bellator 13 or Bellator 14 when I had my first fight with them. And so, yeah, it has been interesting to see them grow. I know when I fought Douglas Lima in Windsor, I think they had a sellout. It's like 6,400 people. So, and then obviously, you know, with the last season coming out on Spike, you know, had, I think, close to 1 million viewers the past 2 weeks. So, yeah, it's been interesting watching Bellator grow, and they've been doing a great job.
Yeah, you talked about getting started up with the Chicago Theater. I actually saw the pictures you posted in Chicago for the UFC on Fox Card, both training in the cage pre-fight with Duke Rufus, and then once again in the crowd once it was going on. I'm sure you're asked it all the time, but just for the sake of our listeners, you know, how much of you wants to move over to the UFC and show everyone how you can perform on the biggest promotion in MMA right now?
I don't get too worried about that. I don't get too worked up about what people say. The only thing you do is just beat up who's ever in front of you in the octagon or, you know, in the cage. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been taking it one fight at a time, and I've been very successful with that mentality. That's what I'm going to continue to do.
Yeah, you know, you seem to follow the same formula as a lot of successful UFC welterweights, and including champion George St. Pierre, of having, you know, really stunningly effective takedowns, ground control, and the really key ability to dole out a lot of damage from the top, sort of like your last fight just last week. If you were brought into the UFC, are there any names that that pop into your head as potential opponents?
I mean, the only thing I keep saying is I want to fight Georgia, you know. I want to see how good I can be, and he's the keystone at 170 pounds. He's been the number one guy for a while now, so I think he'd like to get a shot at that.
Yeah, we have a listener question from our buddy Ray in the UK, kind of riding on the coattails from that Duke Rufus question. How has training with Rufus Sport affected your fighting style, and how did you... You get involved with them?
Well, I grew up here in Milwaukee, so, you know, it was kind of like coming home for me. You know, it's an awesome team, got great coaches, great training partners. It's really happy to be a part of it.
Ben, in your last fight, you just defended your Bellator welterweight title this past Thursday against Carl Amasu, and he's a trash talker, and he came out, he was talking all kinds of trash. Did that affect you at all? Did that motivate you anymore? Or was it just kind of the same pre-fight talk?
Yeah, I think we were both talking a little bit trash. The only difference was everything I said came true and everything he said was false. So he was the one that ended up stupid.
Yeah, that was a fantastic showing. For anybody who didn't see it, you got to find that fight. I mean, you were just taking him down at will, busting him up with some solid elbows, some really good ground and pound. And after the third, the doctors deemed him unfit to continue. How good did it feel to get that stoppage, especially against a guy who was talking so much trash?
It was great. The stoppage is something those for every single time. I just hadn't been that effective in getting it. So being able to go out there against Carl and land those really hard strikes and cut him up and shut his eyes, you know, his eye was totally full and shut. And so to be able to do that, it felt good.
Yeah, it must have felt good. We have another listener question from our buddy Shane. And he wanted to ask if anything Amasu threw, if you were rocked at any point, if he hit you with any good shots. And also wants to know who you see yourself defending your belt against next.
Well, Carl hit me a handful of times, but, you know, it was nothing too crazy hard. It's, you know, we spar and practice 3 days a week, and so as an MMA fighter, that's something you got to learn to deal with. It's like, it's going to be, you know, unless you're Anderson Silva, you're pretty much never going to go through your career without getting hit. So being hit is something you got to be able to deal with. And so, yeah, he definitely hit me a few times, but nothing I couldn't handle. And then my next fight is going to be the Russian. His name's Kerechkov. He already won the tournament. He finished that tournament in December. So right now I'm just waiting on a date for Bellator. I think it's probably, it's looking like June.
Yeah, you, I was watching Inside MMA, and the date of June was thrown out there. You know, speaking of your appearance on Inside MMA on Friday, you said you were going to start aiming at getting those early knockouts and stoppages. You've trained all around the world, obviously training with Rufus Sport, and recently for a training camp in Hawaii to help BJ Penn train for his UFC on Fox fight. Are you going to keep looking to keep expanding out there to pick up new techniques, or are you looking to keep sharpening those skills you've picked up at the locales you currently train in?
Yeah, I'm going to stay at Duke's. Obviously, you know, someone asked me to go somewhere else, and, you know, it's a good opportunity. I always like going to train with other people, but for the time being, I love training at Duke's. You know, we had a lot of good guys fight last weekend. We got Chico Camus fighting this weekend at UFC 156. Alan Belcher just signed his next bout, which is against Michael Bisping, which we're excited about. That's April 27th. So we got a lot of things going on. A lot of other guys, the up-and-comers, are fighting on March 29th. So we stay busy over here.
Yeah, yeah. talking about the fight with Carl and the kind of criticism you get from people like that, you know, calling your dominant style boring. Obviously, if any word belongs there, it's not boring. It's effective, as you know, you've still never lost in your whole career. You know, what do you have to say to people who say negative things about your grinding style of fighting?
So I don't really worry about what the fans are saying. I'm just really, I'm in there to fight, to win, and, you know, I've been very effective getting the win, and I'm just going to keep on dominating and, you know, not really too worried about it.
That's the champion spirit, you know, sort of to pan out from MMA questions. You live in Wisconsin now, and we've had lots of love from a few of our Wisconsin listeners, including the Outlaw 08, who wanted to hear you talk all things Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks. Do you keep up with a bunch of different sports, or just focus on the key things in life, like mixed martial arts and frisbee golf, of course?
Well, I would say I'm the biggest fan of all those sports is the Packers. Really, you know, anyone in Wisconsin follows the Packers. It's the national sport here in Wisconsin. I think that's what most people think. Watch the Brewers a little bit when I can, and then a little bit of Bucks, but not too many Bucks games.
Yeah, I actually just graduated from the University of Florida, and your school, Missouri, just moved over to the SEC to play with teams in our conference. You follow college sports much, and what do you think about that move? If so,
yeah, I don't follow too many college sports, but I definitely follow the University of Missouri. You know, I'll always be a Tiger. I'll always watch their sports. So, you know, they had a first rough season in the football season in the SEC. Obviously, there's a lot of really, really good teams there. So they struggled a little bit, but I think that they'll get the hang of it. And I know they're doing really well in basketball. I think they're ranked like 14th in basketball or something to that effect.
Yeah, they're pretty good in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ben, you're pretty unique in the sense that you're a professional MMA fighter and a disc golfer. Is there any similarities between the two sports, and is the difficulty level the same?
No, there's very, very few similarities between the two sports, and I just, you know, just something I enjoy. Picked it up when I was in college, and, you know, really like to get up there and play a lot.
Definitely. Finally, Ben, we end each interview with a question that cuts pretty deep. Chris Lieben's a cotton candy man. Mark Hominick, a vanilla guy. John Anik's poor ass is lactose intolerant. His family would go to Dairy Queen, and his ass would have to order a hot dog. What is Ben Funky Askren's favorite flavor of ice cream?
I usually go with some kind of blizzard, or we had this place in Missouri that made concretes, which is a, you know, candy mixed with the ice cream. That's usually what I go with. So I go vanilla and then something in there to mix it up.
Very nice. Ben, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate you hanging out with us. You have any plugs or shout-outs you want to get out there?
No, not really. Just thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it. You guys check out my next fight and follow me on Twitter at Ben Askren.
Yeah, we really appreciate you hanging out with us. Best wishes in your next fight. We look forward to having you on again after you dish out your next ass whooping. Have a great evening, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot.
Take it easy.
Thanks, Ben.